This is the Aviact Merli of 17th of August 2025, original date 16th of November 2006. Maintain the honour of your self-respect, know the importance of the time, and become ever ready. Today, Bapdada is seeing the children everywhere who are worthy of receiving God's love and are set on the seat of self-respect. All the children are set on their seats, but some children are set in the stage of concentration, whereas other children are a little upset in their thoughts. According to the present time, Bapdada wishes to see every child constantly in a concentrated form and as an embodiment of self-respect. All of you children also wish to be stable in the stage of concentration. You know all the different types of self-respect. You think about them too, but sometimes you make your concentration fluctuate. You have a constantly stable stage very little. You do experience it and you wish to have this stage, but why is it only sometimes? What is the reason? It is a lack of paying constant attention. If you were to make a list of your points of self-respect, it would be such a long one. The first self-respect is that you have become the direct children of the father whom you had been remembering. Each of you is a number one child of his. Bapdada has selected all of you children, who are the handful out of multi-millions from everywhere, and made you belong to him. Out of all five continents, the Father made you children belong directly to him. This is such a huge point of self-respect. You are the first creation of the world creator. You know this self-respect, do you not? Together with Bapdada, he has made all of you children the ancestors of the souls of the whole world. You are the ancestors of the world. You are worthy of worship. Bapdada has made each of you children an image of support and an example for the world. Do you have this intoxication? It decreases a little sometimes. Think about it. It is the most invaluable throne. It is such an invaluable throne that no one else can attain it throughout the whole cycle. Each of you has been given God's throne, a crown of light and a tilak of awareness. Do you remember? Who am I? What is my self-respect? You are feeling intoxicated, are you not? No matter how invaluable that golden age throne is, it is only you children who receive God's heart throne. Bapdada always sees even the last number child in the form of an angel who is to become a deity. At this moment you are Brahmin. From a Brahmin you will become an angel, and from an angel you have to become a deity. Do you know your self-respect? Bapdada knows that it is because of forgetting your self-respect that you have body consciousness and arrogance of your body. You still become distressed. Bapdada sees that when you become body conscious or you have arrogance of your body, you become very distressed. All of you experience this, do you not? To keep the honour of your self-respect and to become distressed by not staying in your self-respect, you know both of these. Bapdada sees that out of all the children, the majority of you have become knowledgeful very well, but in terms of being full of power, you are not powerful. You only have a percentage in this. Abdada has made every child a child and a master of all his treasures. He has given all of you the treasures. It is not that he has given less or more to some, for they are countless treasures, they are unlimited treasures. This is why he has made every child a child and master of the unlimited. So now check yourselves. He is the unlimited father. He is not a limited father. He is the unlimited father, and the treasures are also unlimited. So do you have them in an unlimited way? Do you have them all the time, or do some of them sometimes get stolen or lost? Why is Baba drawing your attention to this? So that you don't become distressed, so that you are able to remain set on your seat of self-respect and not get upset. You have experienced getting upset for 63 births. Do you want to experience that even more? Have you not become tired? Now maintain your self-respect, that is, maintain your highest on high honour. Why? So much time has gone by. You are celebrating your 70th anniversary, are you not? So the recognition of yourself means the recognition of your self-respect and remaining stable in your self-respect. According to the time, now put the word constantly, sada, into your practical life. Do not just underline the word, but underline it in your practical life. I have to remain this. I will remain like this. I am doing it. I will do it. These are not the words of the children and masters, Balak Somalik, of the unlimited. The words that should now continuously emerge in the hearts of all of you are, I have attained that which I wanted to attain. I am attaining cannot be said by the children of the unlimited Father with the unlimited treasures. I have already attained. Ever since you attained Bapdada, you have said, my Baba. You have accepted this. You know this. You have accepted it. Only these words should continuously emerge in your hearts. I have attained. Bapdada knows that because it is only sometimes that you children have self-respect, you keep the importance of the time in your awareness very little. One is respect for yourself, and the other is the importance of the time. You are not ordinary, you are ancestors. Each one of you is a support for the souls of the world. Think about it. If you are in upheaval, what would happen to the souls of the world? Do not think that only those who are called Maharatis are the support for the world. If there are new ones who have come, and today many new ones must have come, then have the new ones accepted my Baba in their heart? Have you accepted this? Do you new ones who have come accept this? Not just those who know, but those who accept. My Baba. Raise your hands, raise them high. The new ones are raising their hands. You older ones are pukka, firm in this, are you not? Those who have accepted my Baba in their hearts, and the Father has also accepted my child, are all responsible. Why? From the time that you say that you are a Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumari, or whether you say Brahma Kumar or Kumari or Shiv Kumar or Shiv Kumari, or that you belong to both, you are tied. You then have a crown of responsibility. You have it, do you not? Pandavas speak. Does each of you have a crown of responsibility? It doesn't feel heavy, does it? It is light, is it not? it is of light. Light is so light, weightless. Pay attention to the importance of the time. The time is not going to ask before it comes. Even now some children say or think that they need to have a little clue, that they should know whether they have 20 years or 10 years. However, Bapdada says, let alone the time of the final destruction, do you know about the destruction of your own body? Does any of you know that you will leave your body on such and such a date? Do you know? Nowadays, bhog is offered for so many Brahmins who have departed. There is no guarantee. Therefore, know the importance of the time. This small age is short in time, but it is the age for the greatest attainment, because the greatest father of all comes here in this small age. He doesn't come in the other longer ages. It is in this small age that you have the time to sow the seeds for the attainments of the whole cycle. Even if you attain the kingdom of the world, or you become worthy of worship, this is the time to sow the seeds for the whole cycle, and it is the time to receive double the fruit. You receive the fruit of your devotion at this time, and you also receive the instant, visible fruit at this time. You do something and you instantly receive the practical, visible fruit, and you also create that for the future. Throughout the whole cycle, is there any other such age? It was at this time that the Father gave the greatest of all gifts to the children on the palms of their hands. Do you remember your gift? The fortune of the kingdom of heaven. Baba has given every child the gift of the heaven of the new world on the palm of your hand. No one else gives such a big gift, nor could it be given at any other time. You receive it at this time. You become Master Almighty Authorities at this time. In no other age do you receive the status of being a Master Almighty Authority. So concentrate on maintaining your self-respect and also on knowing the importance of the time. The self, Swayam, and the time, Same. Respect for yourself and the importance of the time. Do not become careless. 70 years have gone by. If you become careless now, you will reduce your attainments a great deal. The further progress you make, the more carelessness there is. I am very good. I am moving along very well. I will reach there. Just see, I won't be left behind. It will happen. This is carelessness and royal laziness. Carelessness and laziness. The words sometime, kab, indicate laziness, and the word now, ab, indicates the instant donation that brings about great charity. So now today is the first turn, is it not? Therefore, Bapdada is drawing your attention to this. This season you mustn't come down from your self-respect, nor must you forget the importance of the time. Alert, clever, and cautious. You are loved, are you not? One cannot bear to see the slightest weakness or defect in someone one loves. You were told that Bapdada has deep love for even the last child, because that one is Baba's child. So now, in this season, this turn, although it is the season for those of India, the double foreigners are no less. Bapdada has seen that there is no turn in which there are no double foreigners. This is their wonder. Now, double foreigners, raise your hands. Look how many there are. Your special turn has already gone, and yet look how many of you there are. Congratulations. Welcome. Many, many congratulations. So did you hear what you now have to do? You have been given the homework of what needs to be done this season. Realize yourself. Only realize yourself, not others, and become real gold. Because Babdada believes that those who say my Baba will go back with the Father. They will not go as part of the procession. You will go back with Babdada, holding the hand of Srimat, and you will then come into the first kingdom with Father Brahma. There is pleasure in a new home. Even if it is 1 month old, it is said to be 1 month old. You have to go to your new home, new world, new ways, new customs and systems when you go into the kingdom with Father Brahma. All of you say that you have a lot of love for Father Brahma. So what is the sign of love? To be with him, to return home with him, and to come down with him. This is the proof of love. Do you like this? Do you like staying with him, returning with him, and then coming down with him? You wouldn't leave something you like, would you? So the Father's responsibility of love for every child is that they return home with him and not follow him afterwards. If something still remains, you will then have to stop for the punishment of Dharamraj. In that case, you won't have your hand in his hand. You will follow later. In which one is there pleasure? It is in being with him, is it not? So have you made a firm promise? Is your promise to return with him firm? Or are you going to follow behind? Look, you raise your hands very well. Babdada is pleased to see the raised hands, but you have to raise the hand of Srimat. Shiv Baba doesn't have a hand, and Brahma Baba, the soul, would not have any hands. You too will not have those physical hands. You have to hold the hand of Srimat and return together. You will go back together, will you not? At least nod. Acha, you are waving your hands. Babdada's wish is that not a single child should be left behind, that all should return home together. You have to remain ever ready. Acha. Now Babdada will continue to look at the register of all the children everywhere. You made a promise, Vaida, and fulfilled it, which means that you took benefit, Vaida. Do not just make a promise, but take benefit from it too. Acha. Now you will have a determined thought, will you not? Sit stable in the stage of this determined thought. I have to do this. I have to return. I have to return together. Now have this determined thought within yourselves. Sit in this stage. Do not say, I will do it. I will do it. Say, I have to do it. Acha. To all you double server children everywhere, to Babdada's jewels of the forehead everywhere, who are constantly set on the seat of self-respect in concentration. To all you children everywhere who know the importance of the time and thereby become worthy children, who give the proof of making intense effort. To all you double light angelic children who constantly fly with the wings of zeal and enthusiasm and enable others to fly, Babdada's love, remembrance, and namaste. To the daddies, everyone is moving along and giving their cooperation. Babdada is pleased that each of you is giving a finger of your speciality. to Daddy G. Everyone is pleased to see the original jewels. From the beginning, you have given your bones for service. You have served with your bones. Very good. Look, no matter what happens, just see this one thing. Whether in a bed or anywhere else, you have not forgotten the Father. The Father is merged in your heart. It is like this, is it not? Look, she is smiling so beautifully. Yes, you are old in age, and you want to say ta-ta to the land of Dharamraj. You don't want to experience punishment. Even Dharamraj will have to bow down. He will have to welcome you. You will say ta-ta, and you are therefore settling your few accounts here in remembrance of the Father. There isn't any suffering. Although there is an illness, there isn't a trace of sorrow. Speaking to Daddy Nirmalshanta, this one is smiling a lot. Give everyone drishti. Acha. Blessing. May you become a true businessman and remain free from external cleverness and thereby liked by the Father. Bapdada does not like external worldly cleverness. It is said that God belongs to those who are innocent. The Lord of the wise, Chatur Sujan, only loves innocent children. In God's dictionary, it is you innocent children who are the special VIPs. Those on whom the vision of the world does not fall are the ones who make a bargain with the Father and become the stars of God's eyes. It is you innocent children who say from your hearts, My Baba. With this one word of a second, you become the true businessmen who make bargains for countless treasures. Slogan. In order to receive everyone's love, always speak sweet words. Avyakt signals. In order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. For those who are constantly absorbed in remembrance of the Father, that is, for those who are merged in Him, the Father is constantly merged in their eyes and in every word spoken through their mouths. Instead of being seen as just bodies, they will be seen as almighty authorities, ones with all powers. Just as in the beginning of the establishment, Sri Krishna was always visible in Brahma's form, in the same way, the almighty authority will be visible through you children. Om Shanti. Notice, today it is the third Sunday World Meditation Day when all Raja Yogi Tapaswi brothers and sisters have collective meditation from 6:30 to 7:30. At the time of yoga, remain stable in the self-respect of being an ancestor, sit at the roots of the kalpa tree, and giving the donation of powerful yoga, sustain your dynasty with divinity.